Cernovich, Bloomberg says what media accuse Trump supporters of saying. By Robert Krajicek on February 18, 2020. Michael Bloomberg has said things that left-wing news media outlets falsely accuse President Donald Trump's supporters of having said, stated author and filmmaker Mike Cernovich on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe observed Bloomberg's authoritarian politics. How could you complain about our democracy and then have a guy who's so openly authoritarian? Asked Marlowe of news media characterizations of Trump as an aspiring dictator. Every time Bloomberg opens his mouth, it seems like an authoritarian thought comes out of it. This is a guy who harbors all these authoritarian fantasies and he clearly condescends to black and brown people. You couldn't say this stuff and keep a social media account. He could be president. Bloomberg has said everything that the media pretends Trump supporters say, replied Cernovich, adding, and the response of the press has largely been, ah, who cares? Listen. I think most people who hear about Mike Bloomberg will do so by one of his ads, assessed Cernovich, commenting on broad news media disinterest in critical reporting of Bloomberg over the former New York City mayor's comments about stop-and-frisk policies and minorities. Marlowe addressed public distrust of news media. The establishment media now has such little power because everyone is learning that they're just the boy who cried wolf to the extreme, he said. If everything is a crisis, nothing is crisis. If everything is an existential threat, then nothing's an existential threat. We know that so often they announce something is going to be the end of everything and then it turns out to be a total zero. And no heads roll, no one is moved out of their prime time anchor slot. Left-wing news media outlets are now beholden to reflexive politics among their consumers, concluded Cernovich. If I'm at the New York Times or a left-wing outlet, I realize that, my audience has just gone full cuckoo bird, and I just have to pander to them. It's just, oh yeah, Trump's bad. Orange Man bad. NASCAR bad, and give them what they want to keep that subscriber revenue coming in. In response to Bloomberg's consideration of Hillary Clinton as a running mate, Cernovich said, I always thought Bloomberg would pick Stacey Abrams. And I still think that, describing Stacey Abrams is a much better play for Bloomberg. It used to be that $1 billion was a massive amount of money for a campaign. Cernovich observed, and it is, Bloomberg could spend on his own campaign $10 billion and not even really notice it that much. I think it's just interesting to think about what could somebody do with $10 billion. As of now, he spent, almost, $400 million in advertising. I didn't really know who he was or really care that much. And everybody has to pay attention to him, now. Bloomberg has already spent over $300 million on advertising across TV, radio, and digital platforms, according to a report from CNBC. President Donald Trump's total spending across his 2016 campaign, including outside groups, was below $450 million. Cernovich added, it is undeniable that Michael Bloomberg would be an oligarch, and his wealth. By the way, it's so much that, even when you think about it, it's hard to understand. For him, $1 million is less than a dollar to the average person. If you're a person making, say, $50,000 or $60,000 a year, the way you look at a dollar is the way Bloomberg looks at millions of dollars. He's printing billions of dollars just in interest alone, Cernovich remarked. Bloomberg Financial does at least $10 billion a year in revenue, and his margins are high. This guy is wealthy in a way we've never seen in American electoral politics. Cernovich stated, the narrative 10 years ago was, money in politics is awful. And in 2015, the narrative switched to, oh wow, look how much Hillary Clinton has raised. It just changed. So now the narrative is, raising money is cool. Bloomberg is like a Jeff Bezos-level billionaire. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.